Harper Audio presents Broke USA, From Pawn Shops to Poverty Incorporated, How the Working Poor Became Big Business, by Gary Rivlin. Read by Scott Sowers. Copyright 2010 by Gary Rivlin. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, 19, 19 and 6. Result, happiness. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £20, ought and 6. Result, misery. Wilkins Micawber and David Copperfield by Charles Dickens. Prologue. Tommy's Angel. Dayton, Ohio, December 2008. 73-year-old William T. Myers lives in a forlorn trailer park on the industrial outskirts of Dayton, Ohio. Pineview Estates, a tightly packed community of about 250 mobile homes, sits along a heavily trafficked commercial thoroughfare battered by a nonstop, noisy parade of dump trucks, cement mixers, and other heavy equipment. Despite its name, Pineview Estates has no pine trees, nor are there any views except those of the trailer park's closest neighbors, a metal salvage yard and a large asphalt plant. When giving directions to his home, Myers, who goes by the name Tommy, jokes about the railroad tracks a visitor must cross to reach the modest gray and white aluminum-sided trailer that he, his wife, a dog, and a cat have called home over the past few years. "I suppose you can say I live on the wrong side of them tracks," Myers said in a high, reedy voice. He punctuated his crack with a crazed, Walter Brennan-like cackle. I met Tommy Myers and his wife, Marcia, in 2008, shortly before Christmas. I was still in my car when a small, wiry white man built like a bantamweight fighter bounded out of his trailer and made a beeline for my door. "Ain't no way you want to park there," he advised in a squeaky voice tinged with the Appalachian twang one hears a lot in southwestern Ohio. His next-door neighbor, he explained, stands at least 6'5" tall and belongs to the Outlaws Motorcycle Club. Apparently, I was taking the space the man considered his personal parking spot. "It might be best to just move your car," he said. I did. Inside, a spindly, sparsely decorated Charlie Brown Christmas tree sat by the entranceway. There was a living room large enough to fit a couch, a couple of chairs, and a tiny dining room table. "It's not too bad," Myers said. "Easier to clean than the house," Marcia said. "We make do." A large wooden crucifix was nailed to one of the living room walls. A lot had happened in Myers' life over the past 10 years, but the cross reflected a recent change. A neighbor had invited the couple to a screening of The Passion of the Christ, and soon Marcia and Tommy were attending church for the first time since either was a teenager. "She made me start going to church with her," Myers said. "It's been a blessing ever since." Tommy Myers has a pleated face and a broad, toothless smile. He had 5 kids from his first marriage, to a girl he had gotten pregnant shortly before graduating from high school in Dayton, and a 6th, if you include the baby Marcia had given birth to less than 2 months before the couple met. He has worked as a delivery driver for most of his life. For years, he drove a truck for Pepsi, then for a beer distributor. More recently, he made deliveries for a restaurant supply company. Marcia, whom Myers sometimes calls Mama, is a cafeteria worker at a local high school. "My wife's tougher than a crocodile and alligator combined," he said, causing Marcia to roll her eyes. She has a nice smile, a round face, and a curly mop of thick strawberry blonde hair that was somewhat wilted after a long day over the cafeteria's steam tables. "She knows it's best sometimes just to ignore me," Myers said with a shrug, flashing his gums and emitting another whoop. Marcia, who was dressed in flannel sweatpants and a blue Life is Good t-shirt, a freebie from the school, drifted in and out of the room as we spoke. She hates to even think about the topic that had brought me to their trailer on the outskirts of Dayton that day. The pair met in West...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?